Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yovannes Perig Yod Mishnah Ches. Ben Tesha Shana Liyam Echa, this boy, 9 years old in a day and on, up until but not including the time of his bar mitzvah. Shabal Yevimte, there was Miyavim, his brother's wife, his brother who died without children. And the Achakach Bal Sarasa. Suppose we have here Reuven, who had two wives, Rachel and Chana. Reuven dies without children. His Ben Tesha Shana Liyam Echa brother is Miyavim Rachel, and the Achakach Bal Sarasa, then he's Miyavim Chana. It's like the Mishnah, Pasla Yidei Antzmai. He passes both Yevamis, both Rachel and Chana, to himself. Why? Because this is the sheet of the Tanakhama. Remember what the Tanakhama holds? The Tanakhama holds that the Yivam of a Ben Tesha Shonam Yem Echad is the same, it has the same effect as what a Mimer does, when a Gadol does a Mimer. It's a partial marriage. So he has a partial connection to two Yevamis. If it was a full marriage, so what he did with the second Yevama is not Negeya. But because it's only half a marriage, so the two half a marriages create a conflict that passel both. Reb Shimon says, Loi passel. No. Unlike the Tanakhama, who holds that the Yivma of a Ben Tesha Shonam Yemechot creates a partial marriage, Reb Shimon says, look, I'm not sure what the Yivma of a Ben Tesha Shonam Yemechot creates. But it's not a half a marriage. It's either a full marriage or no marriage. Memela, once again, Memanushach. If it's a full marriage, so when the first brother who was a Ben Tesha Shonam Yemechad was Miyavim, she's a regular wife. What the second brother does, whether he was allowed to or not, is irrelevant. It doesn't change the first marriage. If what a Ben Tesha Shonam Yemechad does is nothing, so there are two nothings. It still doesn't passel him. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Ben Tesha Shonam Yemechad. This 9-year-old boy, 9-year-old in a day, Shabal Yevimtai. He was Miyavim as Yevama Vemes. Then he died. Now there's a third brother. There were three brothers. Reuven died. Shimon, the child, was Miyavim the Yevama. What does Levi do? Saktamishta Chiletzes Ulemis Yevemes. He has two Chalitza. The Almana will have two Chalitza. But no Yevam. Can't be Yevam. Getting back to the sheet of the Tanakhama. The second brother, for all practical purposes, did a mimer. He created a partial marriage. The yivam of a Ben Tesha Shonam Yem Echad is equivalent to a mimer. Now, when this 9-year-old died, the widow falls to Levi, but she falls to Levi from two brothers. Because the yivam of the Ben Tesha Shonam Yem Echad didn't completely erase the Zika connection from the very first brother. Again, suppose we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies without children. Shimon is a Ben Tesha Shonam Yem Echad. He's Miyavimer. Then Shimon dies. Because it's only a partial marriage, who falls to Levi? One woman, but she's coming from the kayach of two brothers. Reuven, this was a regular marriage, and then a partial marriage from Shimon. And perhaps you remember, reminds us about Tenura, what we learned in Perik Arba Achim, third Perik, Mishnah Tes, that you cannot have the Zika of two Yevamim. He cannot be Miyavim, a woman that comes from two different brothers. Weiter, sagt the Mishnah. Nasi Isha Mes, if a 9-year-old married a regular woman and then died, Harizu Petura, the brother of the 9-year-old, does not have to engage in any Chalitza. This is what we explained earlier. It's not clear what the Yivum of a Ben Tesha Shonam Yem Echad is. But no one disagrees that the marriage, a regular marriage of a Ben Tesha Shonam Yem Echad, amounts to nothing. It's not a kiddushin. And that's the reason if he plain gets married, this Ben Tesha Shonam Yem Echad, and dies, there's no need for chalitza. So it's a little bit tricky to understand the lumdus. Regular marriage for a Ben Tesha Shonam Yem Echad is zero. When he's miyavim, that's when we're not so sure. Because the Torah puts together this shidduch of a brother to a wife of another brother who didn't have any children, so that a banan consider the bia at the strength of a maimer, explains the Batanun. And Memela, we have all these sveikas. But if it's not something that the Torah put together, just he's now married someone, he's a Ben Teshon of Yem Echad, then it means nothing. She was never legally his wife, and this woman would not require any chalitza.